All right, it is time for Pony and Mueller Week 3 picks. Week 2 was a lot of fun for two guys. Donald Montgomery football and yours truly. Looking to build off of that.
6 points for you, Pony, in Week 2. 5 points for Donald. A mere 2 for your pal Malzie, bringing the total to 7 for Pony, 6 for Donnie, 4 for Malzie. Very early, though, in the proceedings.
A lot of ball games left. Should be good ball games, though, Don.
Don Parado.
Oh, should be a good ball game.
Patriots and Jets tonight on Amazon. Jets are a 6-point favorite. They have not been this big of a favorite against the Patriots at home since Vinny Testaverde was the Jets quarterback that predates Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, of course, there. I'm going to lay the points with the Jets. The Patriots have been feisty in these games. They won in Cincinnati. They lost in overtime to Seattle. I do think that's draining to go overtime and then to the Thursday night game on the road. Historically, road teams on Thursday night do not do as well anyways. Jets the better team. I also think the Jets are the type of team that wants to beat the Patriots by 50, even though Belichick is now working for places like Underdog Fantasy. So I am going to lay the points with the Jets here and take the favorite. Donnie, you're next.
The big question on Get Up on ESPN today, will Aaron Rodgers play at an MVP level on Sunday? I was almost concerned that I had misread the schedule and I didn't know that that game got changed, because I was pretty confident that game was tonight. Just a little aside there, because they had the whole discussion about this happening on Sunday. They quickly take the graphic off the screen. That little move. I actually like how New England has played so far.
Ooh.
We all kind of assumed that they would just be one of those teams that Barstool Big Cat puts in the super ass category.
You never want to be super ass.
And they have not been that team. They aren't going to be good record-wise by the time the season is over, but they certainly have been a little bit frisky out of this game.
Very frisky.
And I do like the way Jacoby Brissett's like the picture-perfect backup quarterback to me. Like, that's just somebody I picture when you throw that phrase out there. I think they can do enough to keep it close tonight, absolutely. So I will take these 6 points with the Pats.
I don't feel like I'm chasing here. There's one stat that kind of jumps out at me when I look at this matchup, and I'm taking New England, and I'll take the 6 points gladly. Small sample size. It's hard to extrapolate a ton from these games. The Jets running the ball reasonably well, I would say. Like, they want to run the ball. They want to set up Rodgers for easy throws, and they've done an okay job of it. Not a great job. They had 100 yards in their last game. They didn't run it against San Francisco. New England wants to run the crap out of the ball and stop the run, and they're good at both. Averaging almost 5 a carry as a team. And then that Jets defense, Pony, got gashed. They have given up 310 rushing yards for 2 weeks.
Oof-ah.
New England wants to run the ball, bottom line. That makes me think that even if the Patriots don't win, they're going to kind of shorten this game. I expect a healthy dose of Ramondre Stevenson, and I think the Pats cover.
All right. So I'm the lone wolf.
Oh, you are going out there.
I'm the home team, the Jets. The Brownies are 1-1, and some idiots are saying things like Super Bowl, Super Browns in Cleveland. They are a 6.5-point favorite against, as Donnie put it, the super-ass New York Giants. Donnie, will you be laying the 6.5 against the Giants?
The Giants are in that super ass category. I think they are one of the few teams that early on looked like they could obtain the first overall pick. That may end up going to the Carolina Panthers, although they made a change with their first overall pick quarterback. But we're not talking about the Panthers. I think this is a little bit too much, though, in terms of giving the points. I kind of like the Giants here to play a game where they can keep it within a touchdown. I don't think by any means the Giants will win this game, but I don't know if Cleveland will run away with it. So I'll take the risk here with the New York football Giants. I will take the 6.5 points on the road.
Malz?
I'm feeling the same way. I mean, they were a bad Malik Nabers drop and a shameful missed field goal even after an injury to their kicker away from winning last week. I don't think they're good, but Cleveland, I know they suffocated Jacksonville But they've done nothing to really suggest to me that they're capable of beating anybody by a large amount of points 2 weeks in a row. I will take the Giants, and I will gladly again take the points. The only thing that even gives me a little pause is that the game is in Cleveland.
I am going to make it 3-for-3, so I guess that means bet the Browns, because I like the Giants here, too. The Commanders didn't score a touchdown against them last week, and the Giants' weakness is their young secondary, starting two rookies and having an injury to one of their corners. Not a big-name corner, none of them are. But they have very little depth there, and I just don't trust Deshaun Watson to exploit that. So I will take the Giants, maybe even to go there and win outright as a 6.5-point underdog. Malzi, the Ravens are 0-2. They've never made the playoffs under John Harbaugh at 0-2. They got to avoid 0-3. They are actually a favorite on the road against the Cowboys. A small one, though, 1-point favorite against Baltimore.
They've only started 0-3, I believe, one other time in franchise history, maybe two. So this is sort of uncharted territory for them. I got to be honest. I think that they are a team that's 0-2 in part because they saw the Kansas City Chiefs in week one. And then, I don't know, there was like, I think a little bit of a hangover for them in week two. I just don't think Baltimore is a bad team. I think the Raiders have weirdly had their number. You guys had that one pegged last week. And I think Dallas is frauds. It's just frauds all the way down. I don't know. They sucked last week. They got humiliated by, what was he supposed to be 2 years ago's MVP, Derek Carr.
We're 2 years late, but man, is he looking good.
I don't think the Ravens are going to light them up through the air like the Saints did, but I do think the Ravens are going to beat them in a close game, and so I will take the... You got to take the Ravens if you think they're going to win straight up, and I will.
I'm going to take them, too, in the overrated bowl against Dallas. I think that the Cowboys' offense is having...
Is it New York Giants-level ass?
No, it's not. It's not super ass. I just think that overall, they didn't make their team any better this offseason. Their running backs are not any good. The offensive line is shaky at best. And Baltimore's defense, I think this is a get-right game for their defense. I expect Lamar Jackson to play well in this game and the Ravens to come out of there with a win to get their first of the season done.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ravens are favored on the road because I think they're the better team and I think they're going to win the game. So another sweep for us, which means that Dallas is going to win this thing by two or three scores. I think Baltimore is a much better team than what the record shows, absolutely. I mean, maybe I have too much belief still in the quarterback and that offense. The offensive line play has been horrendous.
Yep.
Mark Andrews has been barely involved in the offense. So, yeah, absolutely concerns with what is normally an offense that looks dominant early in the season. I just don't see Dallas as a team that will end up being all that good.
Agreed.
I know that they looked really good against Cleveland week one. I think that they will be a team that really struggles to get to 500 by season's end. I think Baltimore is going to go in there and win the game. The game I thought of was back in 2008. Baltimore went to Dallas late in the season, and they just kind of ran all over them, and it was two good teams. I think we could see something like that. I think Baltimore could actually create some separation and win this game.
Interesting. I am going to we've already done those games. Never mind. To Monday Night Football, Washington and Cincinnati, a Monday Night doubleheader. Bengals, a 7.5-point favorite against the Commanders. I'm going to actually take Washington here. I didn't like the Bengals as a big favorite against New England. I don't think Washington is a good team yet. I think Daniels is a dangerous quarterback because of his legs. And the Bengals just have not shown me yet that they can beat, they haven't beaten anyone, let alone beat them by more than a touchdown. Still, the Chase questions about his contract. T. Higgins probably isn't going to play in this game again. I think Washington, with their defense, with Dan Quinn, can play a competitive game here. So give me Washington plus 7.5, Don.
I know it's a lot of points, but I do feel better about Cincinnati in this game. So I will lay the points with Cincy at home on Monday night. They have to be looking at this in Cincy as a must-win. I know it's only week three, but I feel like this game is already that important. They lost two out of the gate, one of which they definitely should not have lost. Last week they played the Kansas City Chiefs, so whatever. This has to be the point in their schedule where it does ease up a little bit. They have to have a pretty big get-right game. They can do it on a nationally televised stage. I think Burrow has a big game, and I think Cincinnati can win this by two scores.
Malzi?
I'm going to choose to believe in Lou Anarumo here, who I thought, again, did largely a pretty darn good job against Kansas City. I mean, the Chiefs only put up 286 yards. He held Mahomes to the lowest pass yardage total he's ever had for a game he's played the entire time, started and finished, didn't get hurt or anything. You know, there's one pass interference play in there that takes a win and turns it into a loss, mm-hmm. ultimately. I think Anarumo's going to have a field day with a rookie quarterback, and so I actually will lay this big number with Cincinnati.
Time for the money ball. These picks count double. We can go to any game on the slate. Donnie, what's yours?
I'm taking a dog this week it comes to the money ball, and I'm taking this team right out of that super ass category. A quarterback change in Carolina. Andy Dalton behind center now, under center. I think that's going to actually work into their favor. Maybe they don't win the game in Vegas, but it's not like Vegas just after last week is just some juggernaut. I think Carolina can make it a pretty close game, maybe a field goal loss, but it's a five-point spread right now. I will actually take the Panthers to cover that.
Malzi?
I looked across this board for money balls today, and man, what a mess it is. Just a messy slate of games for trying to pick with any confidence. So I was left with a couple different choices. Do I take a team that I really like overall that's a road favorite here? Do I take a team that I just think won't continue to play as kind of mediocre as they have? And I decided to go with option two here. It is another road favorite. I'm not ready to buy all that Kirk Cousins hype just yet. Oh, they went into Philly and they beat Philly and Philly couldn't touch Cousins and they got him under center and he looked way better. They're going against the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs, as a 3.5-point road favorite, what was that?
No, it's just that was going to be my money ball, and now I don't know if I want to double up on
you
money ball.
You don't know if you want to ride with
take
me on money balls? I'm
take
taking
it,
the Chiefs minus 3.5.
All right, you can have it.
Man, that was a horrifying noise.
Well, because
for
I
you.
thought I had my money ball in the bag there with the Chiefs. And I feel like we've made all the same picks on games, so I don't want to.
What are you talking about? You and I are going against each other on two out of the first four.
Okay.
I actually like the Falcons in that game.
To win?
Believe it or not. I think they lose by like a field goal.
The hook makes me nervous, and the hook beat me up in what? The Houston game last week. Yeah. I got crushed by the hook.
You know what? I'm going to take the Jags plus +5 in the other Monday night game. I don't think they're a very good football team, but at the same time, I think now there's just a rush to bury them. They blew that game in Miami. They did not play well against Cleveland. It was not a great weather day there, not to make too many excuses for them. But this is kind of a do-or-die spot for them. 0-3 seems like a death sentence. 0-2 isn't a good spot to be in anyways. And the Bills probably were lucky to win that game at home against Arizona in week one. And I do think that there's some similarities between Arizona and Jacksonville in terms of how their offenses are constructed. Jacksonville's got multiple wide receiver options. ETN and Lawrence has not played well yet, but we know he is capable of having a big game. So I will take the 5 with Jacksonville and make that my money ball. Donnie, you have high school football on Friday, so you have to pick the Steelers game before us. That means you get a small line here of Steelers minus 1.5. When Malzi and I pick it, it might be Easton Stick at quarterback. So this is a big advantage for you if there is a QB change made in L.A.
Donnie?
I know.
Oh, wow. You looked horrified.
I really don't know. I mean, and I knew I had to make this pick, and I still don't really know which way I want to go here. I'm going to say screw it, and I'm going to pick the Steelers. It is a very small spread. I think they can maybe be one of those games, a last-second field goal. They win like 23-21, something silly like that. But, I mean, who am I kidding? It's going to be more of a field goal fest than anything else. So those scores just sound way too even. But regardless, I think they could actually get it done. I'll go Pittsburgh.
Malzi and I will pick Steelers and Chargers on Friday. Thanks for listening to PM Team Picks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.